Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio, BOTTY, Voices of the True Israelites, live broadcast, tape number 40. We are live, Voices of the True Israelites, BOTTY. We're going to throw down international side and see who all join us as we, memos come in as we speak. And we peeping at them on the run, no doubt about it. All right, this is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. Y'all probably be with you all live on Pal Talk and Blog Talk. So you can pick your stick and get in where you fit in. That's Pal Talk, Blog Talk. We are live everywhere. So we're going to throw down the international side and see who all join us and see if we get something going on. And we throw down the international side and see all the slots filled. And that's a great thing. All the spots are still. That's 195 international countries. Everybody got a representative in for the night's episode part 40. And what's flashing on the international side? 109673. 109673 flashing on the international side. Enough said on that. 109673 will bring in the elder. Mr. Tilson, he'll tell you all about the broadcast. And we'll get a chance to go over a couple of these memos we got. Very important. I'm looking at some good stuff here. So let me bring in an elder. And he'll let you know who'll bring this broadcast, and we'll go from there. And then one thing, Steve Ray, if you got any questions or comments pertaining to anything we have said, and then anything you'd like to know, we have a call an open forum on Pal Talk. So you come in and state, what's on your mind, and we'll see, can we help you out? Because like I said, in these trying times now, you need an answer, but you need an answer according to what's written in the Bible. Got that? Good. So let's bring the elder in. So when you bring the elder in, but we are definitely know we're on the right track, 195 International Country, 109673. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tills, Yahweh be to have stayed right.
And Yahweh bless you, serious elder Seagull. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Elder, we've got a lot of memos here coming in, and I see they getting jacked to hear something. They want to hear some more prophecy, but we'll pray it the way the Almighty give us. So, 195 International Conference, 109-673. Elder, take it from there. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, serious real. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have another turnout of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 109,673 listeners. Well, that tells me that we definitely need some word, the word of Yahweh. And we know we all came to hear those things that most of us can hear. And as I said before, some listening never understand. And that's without proper teaching. Most of us come to see those things in the Bible that some looking can never find. And we find it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. And again, that's without the proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because being righteous, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. We're given knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil or confused teachings. And you run into the overly loud bump the gums contest people that give you their teachings for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Think the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have found that which you have sought in the voices of the true Israelite. Tribe Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30 current time. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on that search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This would be 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. And once again, type in three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as was previously mentioned, we're also on Broad Talk and Pal Talk, sometimes simultaneously broadcasting at the same time. Well, Yakwa's story will continue on Pal Talk. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yakwa's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow the righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. Also, if Pal Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yakwa be with you all. Remember what it says about being the author of confusion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, 33 says, for Yakwa is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants of the saints. But you find those that are trying to win the bump the gums contest, as I said earlier. What happens with that? They miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. As it says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So those things may be replenished in your memory. Keep your Bibles open. Take notes. Our program teaching is yet to begin. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Taylor. That's excellent you said. That's right. Hey, the Comforter is the righteous spirit. You know, I'm getting a little something to go on that, because that's pretty good what you just said right there. That's very important what you just got from saying. And we'll see. We'll leave that just like it is. That was very important. What you just said was very important. And we're going to leave it just like that, and we'll see what you're saying on the phone. That was very important you said, Mr. Carroll. And we're going to leave that just like that. One thing about it, when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother, y'all got Israel. Yahweh bless you, seed royal.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. A seed royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yahweh Israel. That was a very powerful statement that was made a minute ago. But I was looking at some memos here, and I don't know how much I'm going to get out of this right here, but there's a whole lot of memos just coming in. Very interesting. That's why I said, and that's why we keep telling those of the six anointed counts. Understand one thing. We on display as we speak. We got to ramp our A game because right now, those around the known world is going to want to know some things. And we got to have our spirit right to show them what the Bible's saying. Anybody can hear a little bit of song. But we got to show them sound what the Bible's saying. And all the way we're going to do that, we must get in order and take this thing seriously about what's on the tape. So we're going to leave that right where we just said that at. And let's go get us some Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahweh Israel, let's get something going on the special edition called Thursday evening. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, see, that's why I said that was very important when we just got through hearing there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And I got a strange feeling almighty when we go down that road for a minute, and we'll make a little sidebar and go down that road. Because what you just said, Mr. Tibbs, is very important. And I think we want to go down that road a little bit. Let's open up in K40 by going to St. John, chapter 14, and read verse 26, and kick right back to verse 18. Let's see if we pull what's called, just pull something right out of the spirit of Yahweh on this lesson and throw a couple things on the table to show you how this man got this thing laid out. He got it laid out. That's why we got to take this thing seriously. Before you read that, let's go to St. John chapter 14, look at verse 22 down to verse 24. Let's get it out the way first. Because what we said earlier, this is a big business that we in right now. And this is the ministry that's going to do it. Before we read what we just got through saying, let's go to the book of Corinthians chapter 14. And we want to pick it up. Whatever we did say, pick it up at verse 23, down to verse 25. Let's pick it up right there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's open up in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 23, 24, and 25. That's my final verse. You on the clock, come on.
Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 23 through 25 reads. Look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 23. "If therefore the whole congregation be come together to one place, now speak with tongues, there come in those that are unlearned, unbelievers. Will they not say that you are mad?" Verse 24. "But if all prophesy, there come in one that believe not, but one unlearned. He is convinced of all. He is judged of all." Verse 25, "Thus are the secrets of their mind made manifest. So falling down on their face, they worship Yahweh and report that Yahweh and you are of a truth."
Mm-hmm. Now you see what you say, see, right? See, if one comes into the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathering, you know, in Zephaniah 2:1, gather yourself together, O nation, not desire you. So if one come in among the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite, we have to rehearse the righteous act. And if we in there and everybody got their mouth going and everybody mumbling and moaning and groaning, he said, "I can get that anywhere. These people's unlearned. I I've been around unlearned people for a long time. So that ain't nothing to you, right? But he'll say, but if he come in and catch you popping that Bible, reading that Bible, or got the hand up saying, I got something to add on to what's going on, then he gonna say something in verse 25. What are you going to say again in verse 25 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 25 reads, thus are the secrets of their mind made manifest. So falling down on their face, they will worship Yahweh and report, and Yahweh is in you, of a truth.
You see what he's going to report? He's going to report Yahweh is of you. The six anointed camps are voices of a true Israelite and of a truth. That's why when we come on this station and the other station, although we live on both of them, we got to always remember these things. We got to have our A game working for us, because Yahweh is going to show some big things. And all we got to do is make sure we on one accord, speaking the same thing with the same spirit. Matter of fact, let's read that. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11. Let's read that, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, We on what?
As it comes to mind.
We on display. We on exhibit. What they call it, display of exhibit, whatever, if I'm saying it right. Help me out. If I'm saying it right, that Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yes, I'm saying it right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we own. So we got to take this more serious, because this is what we own. And look what it says over here in Numbers chapter 11:17. Now this the Almighty is talking to Moses. He's talking to Moses, and this is what he's saying to Moses. What are you saying to Moses there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Numbers 11, verse number 17. I will come down and talk with you there. I will take up the spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them. They shall bear the burden of the people with you, and you bear it not yourself or alone.
So he's going to take the same spirit. So the same spirit, Steve Reagan, the same spirit that's on Moses, he was going to put on the 70. The same, it won't be no different spirit. So what we trying to tell you, Steve, right, you take this more seriously when you howling, doing Yahweh's business, and make sure you start practicing the righteous act now and really step your game up, because we on, give me a word again, we on what again, I told Yahweh Israel?
Display.
Display. So we on display now. So we going to have to make sure one thing, we don't display where not to, where you go order something and ask somebody coming in. No, you got to already have it laid out. And that's the game changer right there. You got to have it already laid out. You got to be doing this thing. How we got to be doing it, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 2 Timothy? How we got to be doing? Help me out there, Brother Yahdai. I'm kind of struggling right now, because we got to try to get you a lot of things there, Brother Yahdai Israel. But we got to be what? You know what I want. We got to be a 2 Timothy. You know what I want. What do I want, Brother Yahdai Israel, in chapter 4? Thank you, yeah. Verse 2. 2 and 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 and 5. Thank you again, Brother Yahdai Israel. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 and 5. This is what got to be going on as we speak. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, verse number 5 reads. Book of 2 Timothy 4, verse number 2. Teach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. aside. Watch I in all things, endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry.
Make full proof of what you're doing. Make sure when you step out, on with this right here, what we is exhibiting. Because one thing about it, he made it plain in 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 6. He said something in 2 Ezra 6, verse 6. He made a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I don't know what it's saying, but I know one thing. It goes on tape 40. And what it say in 2 Book of Ezra 6, verse 6? What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
2 Book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse number 6, 3. Then did I consider these things. They were all made me alone to none of. By me also they shall be entered, and by none of.
You see that? See, he said this thing was made by him. And he going to be the one that ended. But the key to it, how he's going to end it. Do you know he got a statement over in St. John chapter 14, verse 12? Do you know he got a profound statement in 14, verse 12? Let's see what it says, Brother Yahdai Israel. What it says in 14, verse 12?
The book of St. John 14, verse number 12 reads, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, ye that believe in me, the works that I do, shall ye do also. Great works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
So look at that. Now look what he don't say. So he's saying he going to the Father. But he going to do greater works than what he did. Now, see, honey, when he said that, don't you know when he said that, it was a 46 verse 9 through 11 of Isaiah when he said that. That was a... He was only pulling the verse of Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. When he said that, all you do is precept that to the 46th chapter, 9 through 11, and see what he said. What he said, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 46, verse number 9 through 11 reads, Isaiah 46, verse number 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahweh. There is none else. I'm Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10. Declare to him from the beginning, from ancient time, the things that are not yet done sin. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it.
So you see his thing? So, but, now I'm going to show you one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. One of the greatest mysteries in teaching is coming out of the mouth of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 18 and 26 through 28. Now, this is one of the greatest mysteries in teaching that's coming out of the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Verse 18, we might put 22 in it since we already on it. No, we don't have 22. Daniel chapter 7, verse 18, then skip down to verse 26 through 28. Now, this is one of the greatest mysteries in teaching that's coming out of Daniel 7, verse 18, 26 through 28. Now, Six Anointed Camp, put this down because this is one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse number 18, verse 26 through 28 reads. Book of Daniel 7, verse number 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, possess the kingdom forever and ever. Verse 26. But the judgment shall set, they shall take away his dominion, to consume and destroy it until the end. Verse 27. The kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominion shall serve and obey him. Verse 28, hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me. My countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my mind.
He said that's the end of the matter. Now you just heard the whole story, how it's going to happen. And you know what Daniel just said? That's the end of the matter. The end of the matter, Steve, right here. So why would you go and negotiate with anybody about a piece of land in anywhere that not knowing that you got to be clear that you just don't, you won't have to cut no deals with nobody. You don't have to go take your sons and daughters and register them into their Air Force, Navy, Marines, and all that kind of stuff. Did you just hear the end of it? He said, that's the end of this thing. He said, the faith is going to take this place, the kingdom. So why would you ignore that understanding and go to any place and negotiate or stay there with this on the table? And that's why we said we watch the best of them jump out here, but we be saying that's why we know this is the ministry to take care of this business. Because we know one thing, we don't cut no deals with nobody. Because we just read the mystery. Yahweh going to give us the kingdom. And we're going to take this, the kingdom. So why we got leaders going negotiating a piece of dump site land in an area, and then you got to compromise with the world? No, see, right. That's why you got to recognize the signs of the time. The ministry that's going to free you from all this bad teaching is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. That's it, see, right? You can take that any way you want to take it, but it's already written in Hosea 1, pick up at verse number 9 through 11. Listen to what's written in Hosea chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. So you can take it any way you want to take it, but when you break the Bible down, you will see it plainly if you got the right spirit on you. If you had a spirit of Moses on you that he put on the 70, and you got the right spirit, you'll see this thing unfolding itself. Listen good what's written in 1, 9 through 11. Listen real good. Hosea 1, 9 through 11.
Book of Hosea chapter 1, verse number 9 through 11 reads. Book of Hosea chapter 1. Verse number 9. Then say Yahweh, call his name La'amim, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh. Verse number 10. Yet the number of the family of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living Yahweh. Verse number 11. Then shall the family of Yahweh Judah and the family of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. They shall come up out of the land. The great shall be the day of Jezreel.
Mm-hmm. Precept chapter 30, verse 4 of Isaiah. See, you got to appoint yourself one head. And the one head is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. That is the one head. Whether you like it or this might be a St. John to you. This might be a St. John to you. I don't know. This might be a St. John to you. What it says in St. John chapter 6, verse 61. It might be a St. John. Take a note. It might be a... You might say these things to somebody, and they might say, this is a, what you just said to me, sound like a St. John 661. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at
St.
John
6,
verse 61 reads. Look at St. John 6, verse 61. We got quite a sign new within himself, that his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, does this offend you?
Do this offend you? Now, let's see what do this defend you in verse 60. Let's see what do this offend you, what we just got through saying. Verse 60.
Verse number 60. Many therefore of his disciples, they had heard this saying. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?
Yeah, I know it's some hard saying, but it's time now. It is time for the mystery of the hard saying to come out. It's time for this mystery to be unfolded, understand something. You ain't got to cut no deals with nobody. Yahweh always got it in the writings. You come back the way I tell you to come back to me, then I'm going to make the next move. Get down to verse 66. And take it down to verse 69. Listen good. 66 down to verse 69. Listen real good.
St. John 6, verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples, followers, went back and walked no more with him. Verse 67. Then said Yahweh unto the 12, will you also go away? Verse 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Yahweh, to whom shall we go? He has the words of eternal life. Verse 69.
Yes,
verse 69. We believe and are sure thou art that Yahweh the Son of the Living, Yahweh the Father.
Excellent. See, sooner or later, as we exhibit ourselves, the Sixth Anointed Council of Voices of a True Israelite. And all we're going to be telling you to do is make sure you examine yourself in Mark 1:15. That's all we're going to be telling you in time to come. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. We're going to talk to you eyeball to eyeball. We're going to say something to you. And what we're going to say to you in Mark 1:15.
Book of Mark chapter 1, verse 15 reads, and say it, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent you and believe the covenant.
Time is at hand. It's time to step it up. Yahweh going to begin with the sixth anointed camp of voices of the true Israelite. You've got to step it up. Whatever floodgates come, whatever camp they come to, they got to hear nonstop. God says Yahweh, one accord, one mind, and not only one mind, we gotta have some Jeremiah 41 in us, Brother Yahweh, here, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 41. What's that? Let me see. I don't know. We gotta have some Jeremiah 41. You know, I want you to help me give me a precept out of that. We gotta have some Jeremiah 41. We got to have some Jeremiah 41. We're telling you that Jeremiah, I'm all over the place right now, Brother Yahweh Israel. I'm all over the place right now. In Jeremiah 41, just skip down 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth line. And that's all I want. I want the fourth line. What it said a song.
Look at Jeremiah.
Yeah, 41. Yes, get down. No, well, we want first one, but we want to get down to that fourth line there, Brother Yahweh Israel. I want to say the song. I want to see where it says the song. The song what, Brother Yahweh Israel? We gotta raise it up. We gotta raise it up there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We gotta step it up now. But Yahweh said it's time to turn up a little bit more. 41 verse 1, where it says, it talks about the sun.
The book of Jeremiah 41, verse 1. The son of Elishama of the seed royal.
Seed royal. Let me tell you something. Do you know, and give me my precept on my seed royal, that Brother Yahweh Israel. Give me my precept, and all I want to get down to, give me a sack of winners on his feet. Let me tell you something. Give me a step count. 6 and 0 count. You are of the seed right. And that's why we call you seed right, because we can read it. You are seed right. It's time for you to identify yourself. See, when the floodgates break, they're going to be everywhere. You know all they're going to be looking for? 6 and 9 account of bosses of a true Israelite. We are the seed right. It ain't but one color in the universe of royal. It's blue. That's why it's a must for you to understand the dress code. The dress code of the seed royal is blue. Why? Because we are the seed royal. That is our dress code. So on any of the 6 camps you go to, that's what you will see. Well, listen, new guests all over the place, but the one that's blue, seed royal, blue, because you see royal. So that's why you have on your blue, and that's why, and you in that scripture, when we read in the 14th chapter, verse 22 down to verse 25, whatever. And when they come in, they'll say, I see they all dressed in blue. They got some fringes on. They talking scripture. And you know what they going to do behind all that? I got to pull the rabbit out of here. Hold that point. I know you give me right, Brother Yahya Israel. But I want to go back to Corinthians. And this is what they going to do. And that's the same thing we're telling you now by being on these double stations, Blog Talk Radio and Power Talk. You got to have your A game going for you when you're on the broadcast, because the world going to start strolling down looking for something here because they back against the wall. You got to have your A game going for you on these radio broadcasts. You got to know what you're talking about. These people is lost. And all the ones going to find them and help them be found is voices of the true Israelites, the 6 anointed camp. So you got to have your A game going for you. I'm telling you in advance, because this is what you want to happen in 1 Corinthians 14. In 1 Corinthians 14, you got to have your A-game. That's why I said, tell them, seer, they got to get their A-game together. Can't be stumbling and bumming all around here in front of the book. Got to be behind the book. That's your weapon, being behind the book. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Brother Yahya Israel, see, this is what's going to happen in verse 25. That's why we got to rehearse the righteous act, because this is what's going to happen in verse 25, 14, 25. What will happen, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 25 reads, thus are the secrets of their mind made manifest. And so falling down on their face, they will worship Yahweh and report that Yahweh is in you of a truth.
And Yahweh is in you of a truth. They're going to say, they're going to fall on their face and say, Yahweh is of you. This, what I'm hearing, is of the truth. That's why you can't be just peeping out the corner of your eyes at nothing. You got to come out the gate with your A game, because you're on the exhibit all over the world. So you can't be dragging your feet, six anointed count, and thus says Yahweh. You got to have your A-game, them royal blue garments on, with them fringes on. You got all that going for you. And when it comes to all that happy unification going on, they're going to say, they're going to fall on their face and say, this is of a truth. So that's why that other broadcast is a rehearsal. That power talk room is a rehearsal. You're getting yourself a pad for the big show. So when you come there, you're getting your rehearsal on. You're getting all the kinks out the way. Huh? You're getting the kinks out the way. Because I'm telling you something. We got many things to say to you, but we can't say it in this lesson. But keep listening, you're going to hear it all. Now, give me my precept, Brother Yahya Israel. So now you see, you call C. Royal. So when you call your brothers and sisters C. Royal, make sure you can get to Jeremiah 41. What you call me, C. Roy? What that supposed to mean? Here it is. C. Roy. Come on, Brother Yahya Israel.
Look at that. Second Chronicles. The book of Second Chronicles, chapter 22, verse number 10. Second Chronicles 22, verse number 10. But when a fellow the mother of Isaac, found that her son was dead. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the family of Yahdah Judah.
So you see who is the top seed royal. So you see who the head seed royal is, Yahdah Judah. I understand one thing, it's 12 tribes. That's true. But we're not on the same level. The head tribe of seed royal has a name. What's the name of the lead tribe again, Brother Yahdah? Let the Bible tell us why you do what you do. Call it out, Brother Yahdah Israel.
The book of 2 Chronicles 22, verse number 10. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the family of Yahdah Judah.
So you see, now, we're going to precept that for a minute. Now, what are we going to do for that? Now, I hope you're sitting on the capital taking notes. Because remember one thing, when you show up, wherever you show up, if it's a Bible in place, your identification, your authority, give me another word, Brother Yahdah, yes. When you show up, your authority, your identification, give me another word.
Your position.
Your position. Your position, understand one thing, when you show up, you are seed royal of the family of Yahdah Judah. You are the lead of this thing. You've got to take your position, but you can't take it by bumping the gums. You got to say, excuse me, moderator, what do Second Chronicles say the last two lines? All the seed royal of the family of Yahdah Judah. I'm Yahdah Judah. Oh, well, I didn't know. You see, I got this royal blue on with my friends. Oh, okay. Well, come on, what you got to say? Now, see, the Bible's going to tell the story, see, right? But you got to be able to get to this in right. You got to have your royal blue garments on, and you've got to have your fringes on. And why do you have gold fringes? That's a good point. Now, tell you, CC, I don't know why you said that. Well, how do you know we got gold fringes on? Here, can't nothing be hid from us. Well, you got that right. The only thing to hear from you is this Bible. That's the only thing to hear from you is this Bible. But that's a good point you made. So you got your two hits there. But the reason why we got gold fringes, what the Bible tell you why? It's called Lamentation. Now, ain't nothing wrong with having white. You got some white, but our colors is gold. Well, we'll show you why. We're going to Lamentation. See, everything we do, we can read what we do. See, we don't do nothing that the Bible don't support. Because we're not in this for no pats on the back ourselves. We showing you what the Bible says. We open up dark stands of old and bring it to the table for you. We all can read together. The reason why we wear royal blue garments and have gold fringes on is a reason. Go into Lamentation and we can read it. Go to Lamentation there, Brother Yahdah Israel. And in the fourth chapter, let's see, why do we wear royal blue garments and have gold fringes too? Why so? Let's go to 4:1 of Lamentation. Jeremiah is on the clock. He's recapping everything. Let's see what he got written. And let's read verse 2 and kick back up to verse 1. Let's find out who hand is in this by going to Lamentation, chapter 4, verse 2, and we'll kick up to verse 1. Listen good.
Book of Lamentation, chapter 4, verse number 2, up to verse number 1. The book of Lamentation 4, verse number 2. The precious son of Yahdah Judah, Israel, comparable to fine gold. How are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the pot, verse number 1. How does the gold become dim? As the most fine gold changes, the songs of the truth are poured out in the top of every street.
You see that? So you see the man said, he said, the precious songs of Yahdah Judah, comparable. The only thing you can be comparable to is fine gold. That's the reason why our fringes be gold. Because it's the only thing that could compare Yahdah Judah to is fine gold. You know that they got an old place out there in Fort Knox. They got gold all hemmed up. But I tell you what, you let one of the six anointed camps get there, stand next to the gold, and they'll say, man, that's a duplicate. I can't care which one is who. That's the only thing you can be compared to is fine gold. You know, if you snap a picture of the gold and you together, you can't tell which one is what. Yahweh said, but this is the work of the potter's hand. So you understand what the man saying? This is the work. So the reason why you wear royal blue garments, the reason why you got royal gold fringes on, because this is the work of the potter's hand. That's what we're trying to tell you, see, right? You got to step up and understand why you're doing what you're doing. And the one that's dragging their feet on this, I mean, you got to kick them to the side. You ain't got time if you don't understand this in life. The reason why you wear royal blue garments with gold fringes on, because this is the work of the potter's hand. And you know what the potter said behind that? Let me show you what the potter said behind that. The potter said, he said something in the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. So you're supposed to be able to stretch your step there, see, right? Because this is the work of the potter's hand. And you want to make sure that the potter is all that's on your mind. Because in the Wisdom of Solomon 13, verse 3, can you help me out with the says that, Brother Yahdah Israel? What do it say in Wisdom of Solomon 13, verse 3? What does it say?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, verse number 3 reads, Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, verse number 3. With whose beauty, if they being delighted, took them to be Yahuwah, and to know how much better Yahuwah them is, for the first author of beauty have created them.
You see the man saying, the first author of beauty. So this Almighty is the one is telling you, not the 17 nation, what beauty is. He's telling you what beauty is. He said, I'm the first author of beauty. And I put you alone in royal blue garments, blue fringes on, and that is the first author of beauty. And when I pass by you, this is what he said in the 16th chapter. When I pass by you, look what the man says, at 16 verse number 6. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 6. And when I pass by you, listen to it now. Y'all, your almighty one, he can rap too. Look what he said in 16, verse 6. What did he say?
The book of Ezekiel 16, verse number 6. When I passed by you and saw you polluted in your own blood, I said unto you, when you was in your blood, live. Yea, I said unto you, when you was in your blood, live.
Ain't that something? This man said, live. Now, you remember he was talking out of a burning bush of fire. Imagine you got a big old burning bush of fire talking to you, telling you to live. And what does he tell you to live in verse 14?
Verse number 14, Ezekiel 16, verse 14. And thy renown went forth among the nation for your beauty, for it was perfect to my comeliness, which I have put upon you, save Yahuwah.
See that? So the beauty of you wearing your royal blue garments with them gold fringes on, that is approval of your maker. That is, see, he likes to brag to the father. Look at that sixth anointed camp down there in them royal blue garments and them fringes. Now, you know what? I got to put some more blessing on them. See, how can he brag on you and you kicking against what Yahweh put on you, because it wasn't based on your color, because all the nation had color in them besides Esau, the pale man. Everybody had color in them. No, see, right? He picked the people. Y'all had color, but he separated you, and what he separated you and you alone with is the fringes, the royal blue garments, and the white garments on the feast day. You is the only group of people have that separation from Yahweh. And you're supposed to stretch your strength on that. Them royal blue garments on Friday and Saturday. Bridges are all 7 days a week. On them feast days, had that royal blue garment on, a royal white garment on. White garment on, with them gold fringes on it. Then you know you got the blessing. Then one thing you know, you got the blessing of Yahweh. Now, I got to pull a rabbit out of hat behind that stick. I got to pull a rabbit out of hat behind that one, brother. I don't know where I'm going with that one. But I tell you what, I'm going to go back to 18th chapter. I'm going to go back to 18th chapter of Jeremiah, because we got to find out who this party is. You know, that can go with all kind of ways. And we'll get back on the prophecy and everything else and see one thing about it. You got to get prepared for this massive attack on the known world in the world of Yahweh. But we're trying to get you in order. Because, you know, Yahweh is not going to deal with you unless you're in order. But see, this is about the work of the potter's hand, right? We're going to Jeremiah 18. So that's why, if you is here in the household, you want to make sure you clear and tell baby, listen, baby, this is how it's going to be. You're going to have some fringes on every time I see you. You're going to have somebody's fringes on. And when the time goes to class, the royal blue garments on and all that good stuff. But you have, because I want the blessing over my family when I'm not here. And the blessing is in the fringes. Sure, the world got a problem with it, but the world wasn't giving this. You were. So you got to lead by example. Look what it says over here. When the Spirit came, and we're going to talk about this pot. We're going to talk about the pot of them. Remember the dress wear, the dress code that's coming out of Numbers 15, 37 through 40 is by the hand of Yahweh. And the pot is by the potter's hand. Now look what the potter says in verse number 18, chapter 18, verse number 5 and 6. 5 and 6, here, right? You know what the hold up is? You. Because Yahweh will do everything he said he going to do. And you can't be rattling around, this is the way it is, and that's the end of it. You got to step to the plate, especially your leaders of your family. This is the way it is, and that's the end of it. You know why I said that? Hold that point, let me show you why I said that. Run to Genesis chapter 49. I mean, Genesis chapter 2. And pick up verse 19 and verse 20. Let me show you why I said what I just said. See, everything I'm telling you, the Bible supports it, see, right? So in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 down to verse 21, let's get it out the way we get right back here, brother. Yes, sir.
The book of Genesis, chapter 42, verse number 19 to 21, read. Book of Genesis, chapter 42, verse number 19. Genesis 42, verse number 19. If you be true men, then one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison.
Well, hold on, brother Yahdah Israel. Hey, brother Yahdah, hold on a minute. Give me Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 to 21. You make it Genesis chapter 2. Verse 19 down to verse 21.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse number 19 through 21 reads. Look at Genesis 2, verse number 19. Now to the ground Yahweh formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Verse number 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him. Verse 21. And Yahweh called the deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept. He took one of his ribs and closed it up, closed up the flesh and stayed thereof. Verse 22. The rib which Yahweh had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto Adam.
You see, Ryan? So understand one thing. That Yahweh is man, you got to start putting the Bible down as the final decision. This is the way it is as it's written, and this is what we're going to do as it's written, because I want the blessing over my family. And only way, I got to lead by example. That's what he's saying. I must lead by example, because Yahweh is not going to do this no other way unless I lead by example. Let's run and grab this old pot again now. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1, and then we'll skip down to verse 5 and 6. Listen to this right here.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1, verse number 5, verse number 6, 3. Book of Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1. The words which came to Jeremiah the seer from Yahweh said, verse number 5. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 6, O family of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter say of Yahweh? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O family of Israel.
You hear that man say it? He said a whole family, 12 tribes of Israel, is in the potter's hand, which is Yahweh the Son. So he can bust you like a watermelon whenever he gets ready. Do you understand this man got all the power? So the last thing you supposed to do is not make this man happy. This man showed you the way, and he said something in Isaiah 51, verse 19. He made a profound statement in 51, verse 19, Brother Yahweh Israel. What did he say in Isaiah 51, verse 19?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse number 19 reads. Book of Isaiah 51, verse number 19. These two things that come unto thee, who shall be sorry for thee, desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort you?
These two things have come upon you, the famine and the sword. They own you, Yahweh. I mean, six anointed camp. They got the legion's word. But then he says something, who gonna feel sorry for you? See, you don't let these things come upon you. But who is going to feel sorry for you? He told Isaiah in 700 B.C. this is going to happen to you, see, right? Read that again, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of the book of Isaiah 51, verse number 19. These two things are come unto you. We shall be sorry for you. The light of destruction and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort you?
Yeah, who will comfort who? Who? The only. Now I tell you what. Let me just put out some dark sands on you behind that face. I'm gonna put out some dark sands on you. Let's back up. Let's stay in 51 for a minute, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see who gonna comfort you. Who? Okay, good. That's a good point. Now you need to know that. You think that one I was saying going to comfort you? 51 verse 3, 9 through 12, 15 through 17, Isaiah 51 verse 3. Get down to 9 through 12. 15 through 17. That's my final verdict. You on the clock, Brother Yahya Israel. Come on.
The book of Isaiah 51, verse number 3, verse 9 through 12, verse 15 through 17, read. Book of Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3. For Yahweh shall comfort Yahya Judah, the word Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and a desert like the garden of Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Verse number 9. Awake, awake, put on your strength. O arm of Yahweh, awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old, as thou not it that had cut Rahab and wounded the dragon. Verse number 10. As thou not it which had drive the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depth of the sea awake for the ransom to pass over. Verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of Yahweh shall return. Come with singing unto Yahweh Judah, the ruler of Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Verse number 12. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man who shall be made as grass? Verse number 15. But I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, that divided the sea, whose waves roared. Yahweh of hope is his name. Verse number 16. I put my words in your mouth. I made a covenant with you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heaven, lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Yahweh Judah, Israel, you are my people. Verse 17. Awake, awake, stand up, O Yahweh Judah, which has drunk at the hand of Yahweh the cup of his spirit. Thou hast drunk at the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out.
My. Did you hear that? You don't get happy by hearing? Listen, he was a man's friend. What he said in verse 12 there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Oh, I tell you. You know, the man made a profound statement there. What he says in verse 12, let's before you read verse 3, I mean read verse 12, then 3, let's just hear verse 12 one more time. Listen real good at verse 12 one more time. What he said about Yahweh Israel?
Because Isaiah 51, verse 12 reads, even I am he that covereth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? Now the Son of Man which shall be made as grass.
Amen. Why are you afraid of a man that's going to die? You are afraid of a man that's going to die. And now you got some 12 verse 3, I mean just all in your midst. Why is you afraid of a man going to get? The man on that one-hour day, he got you hemmed up so bad. He said, why is you afraid of a man that's going to die? He got you hemmed up so bad. Matter of fact, in 12:3 of Ecclesiastes, he got you not only hemmed up so bad, he got you doing something else. What he got you doing in 12 verse 3 of Ecclesiastes, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 3 reads, and the day when the keeper of the house shall tremble, the strong men shall bow themselves, the grinders of seats, because they are few, though they look out of the window, be darkened.
Ain't that so? Got you looking out the window. Got you looking out the window on Yahweh's Sabbath day. Got you looking out the window and won't put your fringes on because you don't want nobody to look at you, be just double look. Got you looking out the window. Got you looking out the window, and he says, now, I got to go back there again. Brother Yahya Israel, what he said in 51 verse 12, then we read 15 to 17 one more time. Listen, I ain't forgot about verse 3. See, you know, this is the greatest piece of work it is, and only one can deliver this is the sixth anointed council of voices of the children's life. And you still looking out the window. You still won't put your fringes on. And this man tell you, why have you been afraid of a man that's going to do what in 51:12?
The book of Isaiah 51, verse 12. Even I am he, the comfort of you. Who are you that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? And of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass.
You know why you made as grass? Because you come in and you cut down. Because I keep telling you, time is not in our favor. We could preach up at Job 14 that you come in as grass and all of a sudden you cut down and you're gone. So what a legacy you going to leave, Steve, right? You know you like a little vapor. You're going to be cut down. You're gone. So you can't take this lightly. You got to get everything prepared now for you have a bargaining chip when you stand before Yahweh. But you sitting there dragging your feet. Worry about what's going to happen. He done told you what's going to happen in this place in the last night lesson. This place is going out in the 1821. With a bang, but you're not gonna believe this is on account. You need to make sure you clear, you got yourself right in your Yahweh. You got them fringes on you, and let the chip fall where it may. You cannot be afraid of man that's gonna die, because this man told you about himself. Look, he told you about himself. Let me show you what he said about himself. Now you afraid of a man that's gonna die. Well, look what this man said right here in Deuteronomy 32. Now, compare this man to the one he said going to die. Look what this man says here in the 32nd chapter and pick it up at verse number. Look what this man right here saying in verse 40.
The book of Deuteronomy.
32:40.
Book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever.
Ain't that something? This man say he live forever. He say, you worry about the man that's going to die. Now, I mean, isn't that putting the cart before the horse? You worry about the man that's going to die, and you ain't paying the man no never mind to say you live forever. Now, something wrong. That's why I said there's a whole lot of great teaching got to be done. See, right, some great teaching got to be done on Pal Talk. Some great teaching got to be done. Because they all over the world, they scan that room. They peep and they listen. And they don't hear nothing but the same sound they hear from the other. They're going about their business. That's why you got to exhibit yourself with some great teaching. Because Yahweh said, I live forever. Why is you worried about a man that's going to die? You see the man saying, and not only he said, and what he said in 51 verse 3, he said something to you in 51 verse 3 of Isaiah. Look what he said to you.
Book of Isaiah 51, verse number 3 reads, Book of Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3. For Yahweh will comfort Yahweh Judah. He will cover all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody.
Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm going to ask you a question. Who going to comfort Yahdai Judah? You're the one that's called Seed Raya, the lead Seed Raya. According to verse 3 and 12, can you tell me for this national order to be clear, who's going to comfort Yahdai Judah? Then we can read. You on the clock, come out.
For Yahweh the Son shall comfort Yahdai Judah.
Ain't that something? Here's the man is saying, see, that's the spirit we're talking about. You're sitting there looking out the window. You letting the Sabbath day go past you. You worry about a man that's going to die, and this man said, I live forever. You know, something's wrong with this picture right here. That's why we got to come humble. We tell you, see, right here. Listen, why you worry about a man going to die? The man said he live forever. Now, which one is true? Man is God every day. And this same man that stayed here forever, he's around right now. So in Isaiah 40, verse 1 and 2, can you help me out there, Brother Yahya? I ain't good at that. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 and 2.
Because Isaiah chapter
40,
verse
1
and 2. Verse number two reads, Cover you, my people, save Yahuwah. Verse two, speak a comfortable to Yahuwah Judah, Israel, and cry to her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her sins are pardoned, she have received the Yahuwah's hand double for all her sins.
Comfortable. What are you talking about? Speak what in verse 8? What are you talking about in verse 8 there, Brother Yahya? That's some powerful stuff. So we got to comfort you. See, now, if you want to be comfortable, we don't know about taking you for a walk and we're going to talk about, you know, lay you on the couch and talk about your pet. No. Listen, see, Ray, how you comfort anybody come in contact with you. Comfort you. Comfort Yahya Judah in 40 verse 8. This is how you comfort Yahuwah Judah. Bet you somebody, oh, see, do you want me to comfort you, Seer? Yeah, comfort me. Well, next show is 40 verse 8. What is saying 40 verse 8?
Book of Isaiah 40, verse number 8 reads, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of Yahuwah shall stand forever.
So if you're going to comfort the seer, make sure it's a 25:12 of Proverbs. Make sure if you're going to comfort the seer, make sure you got the scriptures. That's how you comfort the seer. But the scriptures got to be a 25:12. What is that in Proverbs 25:12 that Brother Yahya is there?
Book of Proverbs 25, verse number 12 reads, earring of gold. An ornament of the fine goat, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear.
That's pretty good, but it was just turn that around and make it 12:25. That sounds pretty good. We got gold in there, so gold talking about is always pointing to a children of Israel. So we just back it up and go 12:25 and knock it out the park. That's all you gotta do. Proverbs 12:25. What did it say that, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Proverbs 12, verse 25. Heaven is in the mind of man making it stoop, but a good word making it glad.
So, Brother Yahya Israel, you know, I want to talk to you for a minute, Brother Yahya Israel. What make a man glad?
But a good word maketh it glad.
Ain't that something? So listen to me, see, right? If you understand that your creation, the creation of Yahuwah, if your creation of Yahuwah is what he just said, what make a man glad is to hear a good word. That's so you want to make a man glad, then understand what a man want to hear. A man want to hear a good word. Huh? He want to hear a good word. Now, that's how you make a man glad, by giving him a good word. There you go, right there, see, right now. You want to make a man glad? Give him a good word. That's it. Then you understand your role, and then man got to understand something. When you get a help meet, this is a requirement. Just listen, my help me. Do you know why you was created? Is to make sure what come out your mouth is a good word. And your good word must be according to Proverbs 31. So anytime your mouth is open, make sure your mouth is open like Proverbs that we're going to read. Now you line up with the Bible, so and we can demand a blessing. When you open your mouth, my help me. Make sure what comes out your mouth is what the Bible said in the 31st chapter. The 31st chapter verse 26. Now we working on something. Let's see what it says in 31, verse 26.
Book of Proverbs 31, verse 26 reads, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the Torah instructions of kind.
Torah instruction of kind. That means your mate must open her mouth with wisdom, and what will come out of her mouth line up with this book. It is the covenant of kindness. So you know what that means? You know what that means, Mr. Man? Do you know what that means? Sarah 26:14. You know what that means, leader of a family? Do you know what it means? It means this got to happen right here. 26:14 of Sirach.
The book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse number 14 reads, Sirach 26, verse number 14. A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh. There's nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
So it's your job to make sure her mind is well instructed in the word of Yahweh. That is your duty for Yahweh to say, okay, I think that family can drop a little blessing, rain a little blessing down there. I don't see no reason why not. What comes out, it better have mouth, Torah instruction of kindness, not browbeating. Not browbeat. Got them fringes on. Wear your blue garment. Wear your blue on. Hey, I think a blessing should be over there. What you think? So no spirit that break out runs in and out. So see, Ray, you want to bring this man back into your family. But how you going to do it? On the series we got, the due order of Yahweh. We got to understand the due order. And we got to deliver the due order. Now, we done all that to get back to where we left off at, Brother Yahya Israel, in the 14th chapter, verse St. John. Now, we went all around that to get back to one thing. St. John chapter 14, verse 26. Then we're going to kick back down to 18. Now that one verse took an hour and a half around, and that's what I'm trying to tell you about the word of Yahweh. You don't know what the man going to tell you and put in your spirit. You just got to make sure you're right. Let me say it so here. Now, we went all the way around to get back to this one word, 14:26. What did it say?
The book of St. John 14, verse number 26 reads, book of St. John 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom Yahweh the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said.
Why I got to be brought back to your remembrance? Why? Because he told you in 28:37 why I got to be brought back to your remembrance. He got to send a comforter to you to bring it back to your remembrance. Do you know what's written in Deuteronomy 28:37? What is written in Deuteronomy 28:37, Brother Yahya?
Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse number 37 reads. Deuteronomy 28, verse 37. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, for the Yahweh shall lead you.
You see why you gotta have a comforter that he gonna send to you? He ain't come back. The closest comforter right now is voices of the true Israelite, the tribe of Yahweh Judah. He not coming back down to tell you Jack. What mean that? What those mean, WCC? Oh, here, here. But before you read verse 18, let me back up Deuteronomy 30. No, he through with you. He got who he want in place. Bosses of a true Israelite in place. Let me show you why I said that. In Deuteronomy 30, look what it says out of the Bible that we can read. What can we read? And 30 verse 10. What can we read?
The book of Deuteronomy 30.
Well, make it verse 12. Just get to the point, because we got to get on down the road. 30 verse 12.
Deuteronomy 30, verse number 12 reads, Deuteronomy 30, verse 12, it is not in heaven that you should deceive. You shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it.
It's not in heaven. So ain't nothing from heaven going to say nothing to you. Nothing in heaven. He told you it's not in heaven. So all that you waiting on him from heaven to say something to you, you just say, he just told you it's not there. Read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. It's not in heaven. Matter of fact, read verse 10 and read down to verse 12. Pick up at verse 10 down to verse 12. See, the man is telling you where it's not at. And that's what you're doing. You up there peeping in the air. Tomorrow I'm going to get a message from him. Well, where is the him at? Oh, he up there. No, you ain't getting nothing from him. The one you don't get a message from is the sixth anointed capital bosses of Jerusalem. That way you don't get a message from. So you tomorrow, you waiting on him to tell you something, and I can tell you one thing. That's contrary to the Bible. He said it's not there. You didn't say that? We'll read it again. 30, 10 through 12.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse number 10 to 12 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. If you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh to keep his Torah instruction, statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah instruction, and if thou turn unto Yahweh, your Yahweh with all your mind, and with all your strength. Verse number 11. This Torah instruction which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. Verse 12. It is not in heaven that you should have said, you shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do.
Now, who's a liar? He said the Torah instruction is not in heaven. And he ain't going to read nothing down to you. He said the Torah instruction is not in heaven. And he also tell you something else about the Torah instruction, verse 12 down to verse 14. He'll tell you a little bit more about the Torah instruction in verse 12 through 14. What did he say?
Verse number 12. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, we shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 13. It is beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, you shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14, but the word is very nigh unto you, in your mouth, in your mind, that thou mayest do it.
That's plain. That's so plain. And matter of fact, that's so plain that we got to get a close thing behind that, Brother Yahdai Israel, by running to Isaiah 45, verse 8. That's plain, Steve Ray. So, we come on this airways to make it plain. So when you watch the ministry that's going to tell you about I'm waiting on somebody up there to tell me something, he ain't going to tell you that. That's contrary to the Bible. You waiting on him to tell you something, and he told you it's not up there for you. And did you hear what he said? Then all of a sudden, then you drop a precept on it. Then you better hope you can hold him inside the place you in, because you give him a crack, he'll be five blocks down three runs. Look what it says in Isaiah 45, verse 8.
Look at Isaiah 45, verse number 8 reads, drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, let the earth open, and let the bring forth salvation. Let the righteous spring up together. I have created it.
But wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, what he say he going to do with this righteous? What he say he going to do? Now, he told Isaiah, hey, Isaiah, now you tell them what I will do with this righteous. You know what righteous is, Torah keeping, but you have to understand. This is what he say he going to do. Ready in 45, verse 8. What do you say going to do, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 45, verse number 8. Drop down, you heaven, from above. Let the sky pour down righteousness, Torah instruction, as the earth open, Let them bring forth salvation. Let the righteous spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it.
I'm going to pull down righteous. The sky going to pull down righteous. See, Roy, did you hear the man saying, up, you over there looking with that Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2. That's why he told you don't even look up there. He said, I'm going to pull it down to you. And he'll pull it down in the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelite. See what the man just said? He said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull it down to you. So if the man said, I'm going to pull it down to you, why are you looking up in the air for something? You look right at that better half, that Yahweh man, because he pulled it in the mind of that Yahweh man. He pulled it down. Grab it up in 85:11, precept or something that we'll call it right there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We'll call it right there. 85:11. Do you the man saying he told Isaiah, I'm going to pour it down to them. Tell them, Isaiah, I'm going to pour it down. Don't look up here. Ain't nothing up here for you. I'm going to pour it down to you. Precept, 85:11, Psalm, listen.
Book of Psalms 85, verse number 11. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Ain't that so? Now, ain't that nice? Sitting on the camp, ain't that nice? Yeah, see, we know how it's going to happen. So when you out, anybody talking about they're going to be waiting on somebody, up in a way said something to you, then you understand one thing, they not learned. They in the 21:16 of Congress in the dead. If Yahweh said, I'm going to pour it down to you, why you looking up in the air? Look straight ahead at the six anointed camp of voices of the true Israelite. They got your message because they're going to read what you're supposed to do at these camps. I hope you got some out of it so far. Brother Yahweh Israel, until we eyeball the Sabbath day, this time, tomorrow night, what your closing statement is behind that?
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. The other way is rolling out, see Israel, a seed right. Great work, chief, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, choir.
Hallelujah, choir. So now you clear. How it's going to happen. So you watch these preachers. You watch the one that's standing before you about looking up in the air and somebody saying, no, it don't work like that. You look straight on at the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelite. That's what you do. That's right, WCC. Exactly right. We're going to bring the elder back in for a closing statement. And remember one thing. If you got any questions or comments or things, anything we have said pertaining to this lesson or the lesson that be taught on Pal Talk or whatever, no, we in order to help you understand the Bible. The Bible, see, right? We is showing you how to handle yourself through the Bible. Elder Skill, what's your closing statement is on K40 on the clock? Come on. Seer Israel. We gonna mute Mr. Till. We can't mute you, but we gonna mute him. Ain't that so? Well, what can I say? It's your radio station. You do what you wanna do. So I tell you what we do. We'll move forward. But remember one thing, the other will be on Power Talk and any questions, comments. And if we get in the tight, I'll step up. But it won't be in no tight. I'll be riding shotgun. One thing about the seed radio. The fox tail have been lifted. The curtain hair went up. Ain't nothing to do for now, but just organize according to scripture. Let's go signify Sister G Israel and bring in. We are she can throw some on the table and keep it moving. So when you meet the sister, G Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Sister G Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be to them, seed royal.
God bless you, seer Israel of seed royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Sister G Israel. See, Israel, we left off a profound statement over here in St. John chapter 14, where we can be clear about what he said. Let's come back to verse 14:26. Then we'll get that 18 out of the way. Then we can be clear. But we got the ministry of voices of truth is like, we have the answers. Because Yahweh has chosen us to give you the answers. The answers. How? According to what's written. St. John 14:26. What did it say there, Sister G. Israel?
John chapter 14, verse 26. Whom Yahweh the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Now, back up to verse 18.
Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
You the man just said? He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will come to you. See, really, you see what the man saying? I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. You got this now. You got to identify what he mean by I'm going to come to you. Huh? Look, he got rid of the name of 3 verse 7. What he got rid of the name of 3 verse 7?
Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Amos chapter
3. Verse 7.
Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he will revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
So how is he going to come to you, Steve Ray? You think he's going to leave by being on the right hand of Yahweh and come down here and whisper something in your head? No, it don't work like that, Steve Ray. When he come back, we're just going to show you when he come back. We just show you in two places when he come back. Let's go already to the book of Hebrews. When right now Yahweh is on the right hand of his Father. And this is the reason he on the right hand of his Father. Now, if we're going to read why he on the right hand of his Father in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, a little title called Hebrew, what's the reason he's on the right hand of his Father in 10:13? What are you in there for, Sister G. Israel?
Hebrews, polluted for Eber. Eber chapter 10, verse 20.
13. Make it 13.
10:13. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 13. From henceforth, expecting until his enemies be made his footstool.
Now, do that look like he's coming back in and whisper something in your ear? He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. From henceforth, expecting his enemies be made his footstool. So now you know what he's doing. He's waiting. He's going eyeball to eyeball with the Father to fulfill that prophecy. Isaiah in the 13th chapter said something profound. Look at Isaiah. He told Isaiah, he said, Isaiah, hey, are you the man of Iowa right now around 700 B.C.? Yes. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. Let's see what he says in Isaiah 13. I'm going to tell you something, Steve Roy. This thing is called. And ain't but one ministry can call it. The 6 anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. You can sit in any class and you can hear one message and they're going to tell you this right here. This is what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you one message and what are they going to say? What are they going to say in verse 3 and 4? 13, 3 and 4.
Isaiah
13. Yeah, 13, 3 and 4.
Isaiah chapter 13, verses 3 through 4. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. 4. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts mustereth the host of the battle.
Ain't that something? Yahweh. Yahweh is the one. See, when, on a return of Yahweh, right now, he got his sanctified ones. Didn't those that got ear to hear his sanctified ones? His sanctified ones is in Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 and 7. Do you know he got a sanctified one? So, but he got the message, the one that's going to lay the fatal blow on you. But the sanctified ones have a name. It ain't but one name in the Bible that the sanctified ones go by. And we can read that in Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 and 7, then 148, 14. We're going to find out who is his sanctified ones that we can read. Otherwise, who is his saint that we can read? What is the answer to G. Israel?
Psalm chapter 50, verses 5 and 6. Gather my saints together.
Make it 5 and 7. 5 and 7.
Psalm chapter 50, verses 5 and 7. Gather my saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even your Yahweh.
That's good talk. Well, hold that point. That's good talk. Hold that point right there. Now, see. That's big talk right there. But you can't let that go without a precept. Go to 27 to 28 of Joel. Now, watch Joel pull that verse and put the clincher on it. He said, I'm your Yahweh. Now, watch what he says to Joel, because Joel pulled it from Isaiah. But Yahweh told him a little bit more. Let's see what he says. In Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. What do you say there to Israel?
Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. Verse 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh, the Son of your Yahweh, and not else. And my people shall never be ashamed. 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
And who are you talking about in verse 27, all this, hearing, seeing, and seeing visions? Who are you telling all this to in verse 27?
27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
So how do the world do not understand what the, you know what they don't want to understand? That's why we got to come now. He says, I'm in the midst of Israel, my peoples, and none else. Now, you know what none else means outside the Bible, why you got a problem with or what it means inside the Bible. I'm your Yahweh and none else. Now, you know what that means outside the Bible, right? None else. But when you read out the Bible, you got a problem with that word, none else. Because you got to understand the creation theory, right? What you in now is a punishment for being a transgressor. Once you wake up, the one that got the punishment over your head, they have to be deleted. That's the thing. Other nation is for a punishment. It's not to intermate with them, intermix with them, join it. No. They was the punishment for you to get yourself woke up. Because in Psalms 122, 1 and 4 says what? Let's go to Psalm 122, verse 1 and 4. See, We got many things to say unto you. That's why it's important to understand you ain't got the one ministry that's going to teach you the Bible uncut. Voices of the true Israelite. That's it. Look at it say in Psalm 122, 1 and 4.
Psalm chapter 122, verses 1 and 4. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of Yahweh. 4. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of Yahweh, unto the testimony of Israel, to the name of Yahweh.
You see the man say it? The tribes of Israel. The tribes of Israel goes up to the temple. The tribes of Israel. You see that what David said in 121 and 4. I was glad when it's time for the tribes of Israel to go up, to go up. CC Ray, I don't know what book the world is reading. That's why we got to let them buff their gums on what they're reading. They say, wait a minute. According to David in 122, verse 1 and 4, this is talking about the tribe of Israel. You were glad when they went to the temple. Although they are, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8, but although they are, or 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8. But look what it says. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, troubled on every side, yet not distressed, we are perplexed, but not in despair.
Ain't that something? Trouble on every side, but listen, but we're not distressed by it, because we know we got a job to do, although we's clear. We are troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. Oh, we're going to do our, and this is what he said we're going to do. Let's run to Daniel chapter 3. See, the spirit of Yahweh said, yeah, see, you're talking pretty good. You're talking pretty good over there tonight. Why don't you put some Daniel with that chapter 3? Okay. Let's go to Daniel chapter 3. He's got the obedience. I mean, taking notes, this is, I hope you're sitting on the cap, taking notes too. See, this is what he's saying by, see, this is what you got to understand something. You got to understand this. By Daniel chapter 3. See what you got to understand. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 16 and 17. You got to understand what he's saying in Daniel 3, 16 and 17. What did he say that, Sister G? Is when I see you running? What did he say?
Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. 17. If it be so, our Yahweh, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king.
Jesus, if we're not careful to answer you, see, we're not careful to answer you, WCC, or all the rest of them. We're not careful to answer. What we're going to do, we clear that Yahweh is going to give all this to us. We don't want the 40 acres and the mule. See, you're going to talk about a 40 acre and the mule when Yahweh tell you, listen, wait a minute. He tell you totally different, and you letting them catch you up with a 40 acres and the mule, and you forgot what Yahweh says in 51, verse 12. See, you forgot, but we'll bring it back to your remembrance. What he says in 51, verse 12, Isaiah. I know you forgot it, but we didn't forget 51, verse 12.
Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass.
You hear the man saying, so the man tell you in Wisdom of Solomon 8:14, do you believe any of this Bible, what this Bible saying? Do you know we ain't got nothing in writing what we saying? A small steel boss will get in your head when you're on the right track and tell you, put this to this, and go with you. It don't happen for you like that. That means you ain't got the spirit of Yahweh. That's not happening, but you can get it. Look, it says in 8:14. Wisdom of Solomon, 8:14.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 14. I shall set the people in order, and the nations shall be subject unto me.
He said, I'm going to set the peoples in order. Do you understand? He said, I'm going to set them in order. I'm going to set them in order. And he told David the precept there in 50:21. Do you know the series called The Due Order of Yahweh? He said, I'm going to set the peoples in order. Before I come back, you're going to be in order. And guess who's going to set you in order? Those got ear to hear, bosses over to Israel. B-O-T-T-Y. That's our job. Get you in order. Look what it says in Psalm 50, they're going to precept that's 21. Let me say what you're going to do. 50:21.
Psalm chapter 50, verse 21. These things has you done, and I kept silent. You thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as yourself, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes.
See the man say, under? He said, you thought I was just like you. You paint me to look like Esau and his five sons, the white man and the white woman. He said, I'm not like you. He said, but the ones that you have repainted the way I look. Because I even told John to write down how I look. So how are you going to paint how I look? And I wrote what I look like in Revelation 4:1. I wrote what I look like and told John to put in the Bible. And I'll be doggone, you're going to bow down to a pale red face all over your walls. Got my mom, and he put right in the Bible what he looked like in 4:1. End time prophet. Really? Told John. You the end time man, 1:17-19? Yeah. Well, did you put this down in 4:1, what I look like? What do you say?
Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1.
Yes.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter.
Go ahead.
Two. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Three. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. Four. And round about the throne.
Now, what did he look like in verse 3? Now, I'm going to tell you what he looked like in verse 3. Now, he put two words there. Go to your computer and put up the two words, what he looked like. And let's see what he looked like. Got two words on there that he looked like. He said, I'm looking right at him, and I'm going to tell you what he looked like. He looked like a jasper stone and another stone. Now, let's see what your old piece of computer, the known world, can tell you what he looked like right here, right here in 4:1, 4:2. Call it out there, Sister G. Israel. What that computer say that he looked like? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see what color that is. Let's see what color that is when we go on the computer and put in jasper stone. What color is that?
Hold on.
Well, I tell you what.
Hold on.
We're just a precept at 2:18. So those on the network, you look up the jasper stone and a sonic stone, and he going to tell you what it looked like. But I tell you, we're just a precept at 2:18 and make it plain in the Bible. We just go to 2:18 and see what that looked like in 2:18. Let's stay in the Bible. Okay, now, we've got some time. look up some two words in 4 verse 2, and it's going to point at this color in 2:18. What is in 2:18 for time's sake? Revelation 2:18. What is that, Jesus?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. Revelation 2:18. And unto the ministering spirit of the congregation in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of Yahweh, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
See that? So you see it? So you see what he says? These things, he said his feet are like, what kind of brass? He said,
fine brass.
Okay. Let's precept that to one and see what that translate to be fine brass. Now we're going to precept that to one and take verse 20. Let's precept that according to the Bible, and we'll take it right down, and we're going to find out what do fine brass look like down from 12 to 14. Let's let the Bible tell us what do fine brass look like. 12 down to verse 14 in the first chapter of Revelation, 1, 12 through 14.
Revelation, chapter 1, verses 12 through 14.
Make it 15.
And I
Make it 15. 12 to 15.
Revelation, chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. 13. And in the midst of the 7 candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. 14. And his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. 15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
Now, Sister D. Andrea, so we got the fine brass, but he added a little bit more to his fine brass, and what he said his feet look like. He said it look like fine brass. That he said it's fine brass, but what about this fine brass that his feet was looking like there, Sister G. Israel?
As if they burned in a furnace.
Now, Sister G. Israel, if you forget about something and leave it and you burn it in the oven, what that look like?
Black.
I think so. So, how would you let somebody today paint you a picture of Caesar Borgia and said this is the one with the straight goat and horse hair on his head, and he really got woolly hair, and his feet look like they burnt in a furnace. So how did they pull that off on you, Caesar? Huh? How is that still holding up in your eye, and you still got that image in your head? But you know what the Bible ain't saying that's what it look like. I'm going to give you one more in Daniel. Let's go back to Daniel. So as we study, that's why the truth help dropped down from heaven into the 6th camp of the blessed of Jewish life. We're telling you that, listen, this is the way. Walk therein this way. This is the image supposed to be in your head. And this is the image you don't want in your head. The Bible image. So in the book of Daniel, chapter 10 now, with Jesus, we'll give a bit more. 10 verse 6. I'm going to get a little bit more. Now listen. All that's in the book, 10 verse 6, what is in the book of Daniel 10 verse 6?
Daniel chapter 10 verse 6. Daniel 10 6 reads, his body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude.
Wait a minute. You read his arms and his feet. You mean it brought in the arms and the fully eyes that are supposed to be? He said somebody's arms?
And his arms and his feet, like in color to polished brass.
You know what they used to call you. Don't you remember the water fountain called the color water fountain? You know what that means. Oh, you'll know what that means now, huh? You had the color water fountain, and you had the white water fountain. So which one did you go to? You go to the color water fountain, or you went to the white fountain? I bet you if you timeline back there and you went over to the white fountain, the one that's supposed to be white, I bet they'd have told you, you at the wrong fountain, you supposed to go to the color fountain. You know what that means outside of the book, but inside of the book, you don't know what color means. Huh? His arm is as cup. His feet is as cup. He's a color man. And you still got that image of not good, see, right? The truth that came down. Is you going to believe the truth? You going to believe the truth? Okay. We'll leave that. Get a couple more in there, Sister G as well. We'll leave that right there. Now, he's going to tell you something in 1 Kings chapter 8, 46 to 53. He's going to tell you something. It's up to you to listen what was told to the wisest man in the world, that what you got to do in 1 Kings 8, 46, down by 53. He's going to tell you something. Let's see what he said.
1 Kings chapter 8, verses 46 through 53. Kings chapter 8, verse 46. If they sin against you, for there is no man that sinneth not, and you be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near. 47. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto you in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, I have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. 48. And so return unto you with all your mind and with all your soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto you toward their land, which you gavest unto their fathers, the city which you hast chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name. 49. Then hear you their prayer and their supplication in heaven, your dwelling place, and maintain their cause. 50. And forgive your people that have sinned against you, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against you, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. 51. For they be your people and your inheritance, which you broughtest forth out of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim, from the midst of the furnace of iron. 52. That your eyes may be open unto the supplication of your servants, and unto the supplication of your people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto you. 53. For you did separate them from among all the people of the earth to be your inheritance, as you spake it by the hand of Moses, your servant, when you broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, saluted from Mizraim, land of bondage, O Yahweh.
That's so plain. That was plain reading, plain everything. That is a deal. Well, how is this going to happen? So now you going to know how it's going to happen? You go to 2 Ezra 4:1, and we're going to close the statement in Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. So now you going to know how this going to happen, all right? So now you heard the message on tape for it. You heard it for yourself. Okay. What it says in 2 Ezra 4, verse 1.
2 Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1. And the ministering spirit that was sent unto me, whose name was Uriel, gave me an answer.
Ain't that something? The ministering spirit, that's good right there. The ministering spirit of Yahweh gave the fear of the elf. Did you hear the man saying? Now, what that supposed to mean? We're going to precept that and get the answer what that means. The ministering spirit came from heaven. He didn't stop by none of the 12 tribes of Israel. He looked for the seer and gave him the answer. And what did he tell the seer? We go on to Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. And now we're going to find out what he tells us. We're going to precept that and see what he says. Hosea chapter 12, verse 10.
Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10. And Israel fled into the country of, Hosea 12, verse 10. I have also spoken by the seers, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the seers.
Wait a minute, Israel. What did he just tell Hosea how he spoke? Now, what did he just say how he spoke? See, that's what he's trying to tell you, see, right? Is he here in the Bible? He's telling Hosea the seer exactly how he spoke. Would you believe the Bible? 12, verse 10, one more time.
I have also spoken by the seers, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the seers.
By the ministry of the seers. When I spoke, that's how I spoke. So all that you sitting there waiting on him to tell you something, then you're not hearing what he said. He said, if I got something to say, this is how I speak. Hosea 12:10. That's how I speak. So now, if you're going to believe the Bible and get rid of that father, and understand what he's saying. If he got something to say, that's how he said he spoke. 12, verse 10. Then once he spoke that, we'll close out with this, what he got to do in Joel. So once he spoke these things, then what the next thing that has to be done, so he told us here what he wants to be done. Then what do the seer do after he hear him speak to him? We're going to read what the Bible says you're supposed to do. 2:16 to close the statement. But we'll read 15 and 16, make it sound good. Joel 2, chapter 15, 16, and close the statement out. Sister G. Israel, we get to 7:30 tomorrow on some more O-T-T-Y. Let's see what you got to do. Let's see what he do next. Soon the seer get it. What do we do next? 2:15 to 16 of Joel.
Joel chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. Blow the trumpet in Zion, polluted for the city of David, Yahad Judah. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. 16. Gather the people. sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, now, once you do all that, then how do the elders supposed to respond in verse 17, the closing statement?
17. Let the priest, the ministers of Yahuwah, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, O Yahuwah, and give not your heritage to reproach, that the nations Esau and his five sons should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their Yahuwah?
So they go down. Now that's what got to be done. So the elders got to have the understanding of what this Bible says. Read and get the people in order. Once the message is passed directly to the seer, it gets to the elders, and elders get to the people. That's the protocol of Yahweh, see, right? That's how the time is not in our favor to not to overlook the rules and regulations on tape for the do order of Yahweh. So see Israel, until we meet 7:30 tomorrow, what's your closing statement? I'm at you on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Roy, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. The congregation of the dead, he done told you, why is you worried about a man in 51:12, that man, I'm going to kill that man. And I'm the living man, and you ain't paying me no never mind. See, that's right. We got it all about. That's why one thing about it, see, right. Don't worry about man. He said, why worry about a man when I'm going to kill that man? You worry about the living YHWH man. You got it? Good. We're going to bring in the mothers. We're going to bring in the mother. We don't see Mother E, Mother Z. Where Mother E, Mother Z at? Mother E, Mother Z. But what we do see is Mother D of Israel. So one thing about it, Mother D of Israel, Yahweh Israel, C. Ray.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, Mother D of Israel, the word of Yahweh keep a grin on my face. How about you?
Yes. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. The Bible tells the story. I don't want to, the Bible tells the story. All we got to do is understand there has been a great mystery that have been hid from you, but our pain, the sixth anointed camp, is to bring it back. Because Yahweh made a profound statement. Let's see what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 down to verse 4. And we're going to see, can we precept that and tie that in? Let me see if we can precept that a little bit. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, 4 there, Mother D of Israel.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 to 3 or 1 to 4?
We'll take it down to verse 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 read, and I, brethren, came to you, came not with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimonies of Yahweh. Verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you, saving Yahweh the Son, and him crucified. Verse 3. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. Verse 4. And my speech and my teaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
That big talk there, Moses of Israel. He said his words was not is words that have nothing to do with trying to please this old cold-blooded man. See, his words are with power. His words are with power. Now, how in the world you have some words with power? We got to precept that by what kind of power. You mean the words is power? Well, let's precept that to 1:16. Now, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. Paul says his words are with power. Now, we got to precept that to find out what he's talking about in Romans 1:16. What are you talking about that mother beat up Israel in 1:16?
Okay. Romans chapter 1, and it reads, "For I am not ashamed of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, for it is the power of Yahweh unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Yahdai Judah first, and also to the 10 northern tribes."
So you see, what is the power, Leroy, is you understand the words of the Bible. He said, "What I brought them," he said, I don't care about where you're going, where you've been. He said, "I'm not over here wrapped around with you where you're going, where you've been." Read that in verse 2 again. Make sure he said that. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Let's read that again. So he said, "I'm not caring about where you're going, where you've been." He said, "All I want to know is you ready to hear some dust there, Yahweh, because I'm going to bring this word to you in power. I'm going to be playing around with you." Read that in 2, verse 2.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you, saving Yahweh the Son and him crucified.
He said, "I want nobody from dust says Yahweh. I want to know if what you're working with in dust says Yahweh. I don't want to get off in none of that. I want to hear me some dust says Yahweh. I don't care which way you're going, where you've been. We here to get you on your dust says Yahweh. To get you in order. That's what we here. That's what we here about. We don't want no invites to get on, come to running steakhouses. No, we ain't coming to nobody's steakhouse. We're going to tell you some dust as Yahweh, because we know one thing, the kingdom is already ours to get. So we ain't cutting no deal on nothing. Because we know Yahweh has beat up the deeds to the world. So why we would worry about our parties and the mule club?"
That's right.
Let's run to Matthew chapter 7. Because when we speak according to Matthew chapter 7. Verse 28 and 29. This is how the sixth anointed camp speaks. This is how we speak. Matthew chapter 7, 28 and 29. Let's talk about it, Mother Day of Israel.
Chapter 7, verse 28 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. Matthew 7, 28 and 29. Verse 28. "And it came to pass, when Yahweh the Son had ended those sayings, the people were astonished at his teaching. 29, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes."
All right. And we'll teach you, we'll give them some, they got a little piece of word called doctrine. Let's precept that the scribe verse and see what that word doctrine means. Precept that to the fourth chapter and read what the doctrine means. So you see his word in your Bible called doctrine, then you just precept your Bible and take notes on it in the fourth chapter, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what doctrine means that we can read. Proverbs 1 and 2 says, mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, verse 1. "Hear you children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding," verse 2, "for I gave you good doctrine. Forsake you not my Torah instruction."
So what is doctrine there, Mother Dear of Israel? What is doctrine?
Torah instruction.
The Torah instruction, first five books. So that's what doctrine is, the first five books. You see mm-hmm. that? So you see sin running. It's up to you. And you got to stop there to Sirach 14, verse 10 when we bring you this word. You got to stop being a Sirach 14, verse 10. I'm telling you right now. Those, especially of the six anointed counts, you got to stop being a Sirach 14, verse 9 and 10. I'm going to tell you something. You got to put that to the side. Sirach 14, 9 and 10. You can't no more be a Sirach 14, verse 9 and 10. What is that, M.O.D. up in there?
Sirach chapter 14, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. A covetous man's eyes is not satisfied with his portion, and the sins of the wicked dries up his soul. Verse 10. A wicked eye envies his bread, and he is a nigger at his table.
Ain't that something? You got to stop at a nigger at the table. You know who he's called nigger. Nigger, right? You got to stop at a nigger at the table. That's what he's saying, see, right? So you know the Bible talking about. So you know, hey, but one people call nigger, that's you. See, right? So you got to stop being a nigger at the table. You got to see, right? Stop being a nigger at the table. You ain't got to be a nigger at the table. You got a ministry here to help you understand something. You don't have to be a nigger at the table. Read that verse again and make sure you see that. One more time. And bring that word out a little bit better. We ain't hiding, we ain't shouting from nothing. Read that verse again.
Sirach chapter 14, verse 10.
Yeah, read that again. 14:10. And emphasize that important word that you not to be no more according to Sirach 14, verse 10.
Sirach chapter 14, verse 10. A wicked eye envy his bread, and he is a nigger at his table.
That's right. You see that? So you see, there it is. That's it, right? You see? This is the Bible. We bring it to you uncut. Let's go to Sirach chapter 2. Now let's go to Corinthians chapter 2. And let's peep at some over here in verse 10 and 11. Let's see what we can get out of this. Sirach chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11.
You mean?
Let's see what we can get out of
this. First Corinthians?
Yeah, Corinthians. Yeah, you're right. Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11. Let's see what we can get out of this. You on the clock, come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yahweh. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, saving the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of Yahweh knoweth no man, but the spirit of Yahweh.
So he said he has revealed this thing to us by his Spirit. That's big. Let's even go to Isaiah 59 and find out what that means. He has revealed this to us by his Spirit. And see, can we come up with a precept on what he means by he revealed this to us by his Spirit? You want to see what that means by going to Isaiah 59. And then we'll look right down at verse 19 down to verse 21. So remember, he said he had revealed this to us by his Spirit. We want to precept that. In Isaiah 59, verse 19 down to 21, and see what is he trying to say. What is he trying to say, Mother?
Isaiah 59:19-21, verse 19. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his honor from the east. from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. Verse 20, and the Redeemer shall come to Yahdah Judah, and unto them that turn from transgression sins in Israel, says Yahweh. Verse 21, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says Yahweh, my spirit that is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, says Yahweh, from henceforth and forever.
So the spirit is that he's going to put in you is his what there, Moses, D.F. Israel, according to 21. What's the spirit going to be?
His word is covenant.
Yeah. Hey, hallelujah. Well, his word is covenant. So that's what he's going to put on your seed, man. He's going to put the word, the spirit he's going to put in you, he's going to put the word in you, see, right? But I won't pull a rabbit out of the hat. No, D.F. Israel. Come back to verse 19 for a minute. Come back to 19. Let's see what 19 says again.
Isaiah 59, verse 19. So shall your fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his honor from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him.
Oh, now listen real good that. Now we're going to raise the bar a little bit off my dear Israel. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. So the enemy is going to come like a flood. Then Yahweh said, the spirit of Yahweh shall lift up against the standard against him. So Yahweh's word going to take care of his enemy, but the enemy going to come like a flood. So he's going to come like a flood. Now, keep that in your mind, because we're going to raise the bar a little bit there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 68 to 74. Now, pull that together. Fix it on the camp. Pull that together real carefully. The enemy shall come in like a flood. So his flood will be a flood of enemies. But spirit of Yahweh shall lift up the standard against him. So this flood is him, and he is your enemy. Hold all the words together now. Take note. Take note. Now we're going to see if we tie it off and let the Bible speak on it. Luke chapter 1, 68 through 74. So we're going to raise the bar up on this national audience by going to Luke chapter 1 and tie in this enemy that's going to come on you like a flood. But the spirit of Yahweh going to go Luke chapter 1, 68 down to 74. Bring it.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68 to 74. Verse 68, blessed be Yahweh of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, Israel. 69, and has raised up an horn of salvation for us, Israel, and the family of his servant David. Verse 7, as he spake by the mouth of all his righteous seers, which has been since the world began, 71, that we should be saved from our enemy and from the hand of all that hate us, Esau and his five sons. 7:2, to perform the mercy promised to our Father and to remember his righteous covenant. 7:3, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. 7:4, that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemy Esau and his five sons might save.
So all we got to do is remember verse 72. So all we got to keep in our mind, verse 72. He said, for Yahweh said him to kick in, all you got to do is kick in to verse 72.
Yeah.
What did it say in 72?
Luke chapter 1, 72. To perform the mercy promised to our Father and to remember his righteous covenant.
So all we got to do is what, Mother D of Israel?
Remember his righteous covenant.
And then Isaiah in 64, verse 4 said what behind that? So all we got to do is remember the righteous covenant. That's all we got to do. Now what he says to Isaiah in 64, verse 4. So you see what you got to remember, see, Royals, you the one that wear them all. Royal blue garland with them gold fringes on. It's all you got to remember is the righteous covenant. And then Isaiah 64, verse 4 says what?
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither as the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside you, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him.
So all we got to do is what, Mother D of Israel?
Remember his righteous covenant.
And the last of verse 64, and do what?
And wait on him.
And wait on him. Now look at that. See, right? All the man is telling them to do, remember the righteous covenant and wait on him. Not waiting on that one-eyed faith. Wait on him. But while you waiting, remember the righteous covenant.
Mm-hmm.
See, right? So look how plain it is. All we got to remember, the righteous covenant. And wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 4, 5, 10 through 12, 19 and 20, all we got to do is remember the righteous covenant. Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 4 and 5, 10 through 12, 19 and 20. What did it say there, Mother D of Israel?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 4 and 5, 19 and 20.
4 and 5, 10 mm-hmm. down to verse 12, 10 down to verse 12, and 19 and 20. He said, all you got to do is remember. The righteous covenant. Now we're going to find out a little bit more about what he wants you to know. The righteous covenant, see, right? That's all you got to do is remember. Ezekiel 20, verse 4, 5, 10 down to verse 12, 10 and 20, come on.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 4 and 5, 10 and 12, 19 and 20, verse 4. Will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their father. Verse 5. And say unto them, thus says Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, Mizraim, when I lifted up mine hands unto them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 10. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Mizraim, Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man and woman do, he or she shall even live in them. Verse 12. Moreover, also, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctify them. Verse 19 and 20. Verse 19, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Verse 20, and hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
That's right. So, and this guy, he leads by example. In 13 verse 10 of Luke, this guy, he'll tell you one thing, then he'll come right back and not only tell you something, he's an action Jackson. What does it say in Luke chapter 10? Chapter 13, look at 13 verse 10. Let's come right back to Luke. Chapter 13, verse 10. What do you say that, Mother D. of Israel?
Okay. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. Mm-hmm. And he was teaching in one of the temple on the Sabbath day.
So what day did Yahweh the Son do his teaching on, Mother of Israel?
The Sabbath day.
You see the man saying, and that's the day we do our teaching on, Kishon or the Kemp.
Yeah.
On the Sabbath day, see, right? No, the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, you do your teaching on. That's the temple. The sixth location, that's where the teaching is at, see, right? So when we go obey what this man saying. Luke chapter 15 and 16. Luke 4, 15 and 16, what it say? Chapter 4, 15 and 16.
Okay. Luke chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. And it reads, Luke chapter 4, 15, 16. 15, and he taught in their temple, being honored of all. 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
So if we're going to follow him, we got to follow him. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The man, he led by example. He made sure he kept the Sabbath day. He kept the Sabbath day. We go on the book of Hebrew. When we try to call Hebrew and pick up verse 21 down to verse 26. We go on to Hebrew. Chapter, chapter 10, and pick up at verse 21 to 26.
21. To 26 or 21 and 26?
Yeah, chapter 10, pick up verse 21. Chapter 10, 21-26.
Okay. Hebrews, polluted for evil, chapter 10, verses 21 to 26. Verse 21. And having an high priest over the temple of Yahweh, 22. Let us draw near with a true mind in full assurance of the covenant, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our covenant without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Seeing willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin.
So what do we look for? Just if we stand willfully, if we know what the man is saying, and if we stand willfully, and we know the truth, what he said in Nate, verse 27.
But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, we shall devour the adversary.
He said, well, if you're not going to do what I tell you to do, how do you say? It's all you look for when it's all said and done. It's a big belly full, an arm full of a lake of fire. If you're not going to do what I tell you to do, your time is going to run out. I made a plan in the book of 51, verse 12 of Isaiah. I made it so plain to you. 51, verse 12. What do you say in 51, verse 12 of Isaiah?
Okay. Isaiah, chapter 51. Okay. Isaiah, 51, verse 12. And it reads, I am he that comforts you. Who are you that you shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass?
He said, why are you afraid of a man that's going to die?
Mm-hmm.
He's asking you a question. Why are you afraid of a man that's going to die?
Mm-hmm.
And he tells you in Deuteronomy 32, verse 40, why, Deuteronomy 32, verse 40, he said, why are you scared of a man that I'm going to kill him? Why are you scared of a man that's going to die? He said, let me tell you about me in 32, verse 40 of Deuteronomy. Let me, he said, I'm just going to tell you something about me. And 41.
Deuteronomy 32. Chapter.
Verse 40 and 41. Let me tell you something about me. Go ahead.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 40 and 41. Verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. 41. If I wet my glistening sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemy and will reward them that hate me.
See the man saying? The man said, I live forever. I'm going to get the enemy. He said, I'm going to put some damage on him. He said, so when you lay down in the wisdom of Solomon 18, verse 7, he said, get your prayer right. He said, why don't you practice on getting your prayer right in 18, verse 7. He said, how is your prayer life? He said, do you pray right? He said, why don't you pray right? And let's see how you're supposed to pray in the 18th chapter, verse 5 through 7. He said, hey, children of the seed of the Bible, How is your prayer life? Do you add in the 18th chapter, verse 5 through 7? He said, why don't you try that every now and then? What did it say?
The wisdom of Solomon.
18, 5 through 7. Yes, sir.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verses 5 to 7, verse 5. And when they had determined to slay the babe of the saints, one child being cast forth and saved, prove them, thou tookest away the multitude of their children and destroyed them all together in a mighty water. Verse 6. Of that night where our fathers certified a four that assuredly knowing unto what oath they had given Crete, they might afterwards be of a good cheer. Verse 7. So of your people was except both the salvation of the righteous and destruction of the enemy.
So he said, get your prayer life together. He said, you got to accept both. You got to accept the what? Now, what both you got to accept that mother of Israel? He said, you got to accept. When you teach your loved ones to pray, your better half to pray, make sure your better half have this in a prayer, 18 verse 7. And once you kick it off, you know they got 18 verse 7. What does it say?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 7. So of your people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy.
So you got to accept both. You got to accept both. Mm-hmm. You got to accept you returning back with the understanding of just as y'all for your people, and you got to accept the destruction, the demolition that's going to be put on the wicked. You got to instruct that. You got to accept that. Now we're going to Isaiah 41, 21 through 25. Come tell you something. The only place all this good information is in, so you go read your Quran book, all these old books that you think. Let me tell you something. Yahweh is going to talk to you, sitting on the camp first. He's going to talk to you first, and he's going to talk to them too, but talking to you along the way. Isaiah 41, 21 through 25. Isaiah 41, verse 21 to 25. Come on there, Mother D.F. Israel.
Isaiah 41, 21 to 25. Verse 21. Produce your cause. Say, Yahweh, bring forth your strong ransom. Said the king of Israel.
Your strong reason. He said, bring forth your strong reason. He said, produce your cause. Bring forth your strong reason. Now, he's been talking to those that got in here. Produce your cause. Bring forth your strong reason. Come on.
22. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. 23.
What book you got? Show me a book other than the Bible that you can declare the former thing and things to come. What book is you going to read? Show me a book that you read today besides the Bible that can show you the former thing, the beginning of things, and the end of things. What is the name of the book? Bring forth your strong reason. So it ain't no book better than no book but the Bible. All the other books in the toilet somewhere. No, not the toilet, put it in the fire. because you might stop the toilet up. You put them in the toilet. Now just put them in the fire. Mm-hmm. You bring forth your reason. Give me some more.
23. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are Yahweh. Yet do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed. And behold, it's together. 24. Behold, you are nothing, and your works of naught. And abomination is he that chooses you. 25. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun. Shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon prince as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth the clay.
He said he raised up one from the north. Isn't we in North America, senior, are you? Isn't this called mm-hmm. North America? He said he raised up one from North America. He had raised up one. The one he had raised up in the fifth anointed camp of forces of the true Israelites. He says in 24, listen what he said in verse 24. What did he say to that mother G up Israel in verse 24?
Isaiah 42:24. Behold, you are of nothing, and your works of nothing. And abomination.
He said, you 17 nations, it ain't about nothing. You 17 mm-hmm. nations is abomination to me. You ain't mm-hmm. got no book on the table that can compete with this Bible. He said, you ain't nothing and you ain't got nothing. That's what he just said. He said, but if you do, produce your cause. Show us any book that you can read, the past, the present, and the future. What book, what's the name of that book? You don't have it. We tell you, see, let's precept that to the fourth chapter in the closing statement. Go to Deuteronomy 4:35. Daniel 4:35. Let's precept that.
Okay.
What he's trying to tell you, see, right? You know, pay attention and follow the lead of the sixth anointed camp. We're trying to tell you in advance that he got written in Book of Daniel 4:35. What he got written? Book of Daniel 4:35. What he got written?
Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. 4:35. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest you?
Give me Isaiah 40:15-17 and closing statement. Isaiah chapter 40:15-17. He said, the earth, the world ain't got nothing. He said, everything reputed as nothing. You hear it, see, right? Mm-hmm. So you got your eyes on this one eye thing. The man is going to dive to the understanding, get behind the voices of the two of his life. That's your only way back. He said, they ain't nothing. Why don't you believe the Bible? And look what he said to Isaiah in 40, verse 15 and 17, and the closing statement, and we catch you over there in the prayer talk room if you got any questions or comments. Come on.
He said, Isaiah chapter 40, 15 and 17.
Yeah, what do that say? You hear that? What do 40, verse 15 and 17 say? What do it say?
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and verse 17. Verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Verse 17, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity.
Now you see that? So you see that he's so busy watching that one-eye thing, the fashion of that one-eye thing, instead of having your royal blue garments on and fringes and going about your business. He said, everything you're doing outside of my Bible and my words is nothing. And nothing from nothing means what, Mother D. of Israel?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, I'm saying you're on the clock. We kept getting Saturday class. Come on.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Esma, from the mothers, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D.F. Israel, understand one thing. See, Roy, we here to help you understand the Bible. The world consider nothing compared to you. You are fine gold. You are the one that he said, why are you worried about a man that's going to die in 51, verse 12 of Isaiah? Why don't you get in line with the voices of a true Israelite? Get in where you fit in at, in order, and obey the Bible that he gives to voices of a true Israelite to teach you the Bible. If you want to hear more details, come to the laptop room. Come to the microphone. Speak on what you just got through here. Yahweh, I'll be with you all. Catch you tomorrow at 7:30 on this network, Voices of a True Israelite. We come home and see you, baby. Catch you tomorrow night. From Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E, Mother Z. Yahweh, I'll be with you all. Shalom.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Thank you. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the...